Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? Most importantly, did you pray to Jesus? I ask that question at the beginning of my show every week because there's nothing more important than prayer. As Christians, we should pray at least once every day. When we pray, we are speaking directly to Jesus, and this lets us build a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when through prayer, we give the Lord all that is troubling us, and we let Him handle it. When we do, we find ourselves living life in peace and contentment without stress, worries, and fears. It took me a long time to understand what I just told you, because when I was younger, I had very little faith. I didn't pray, and I had no relationship with the Lord. Luckily, in 2010, after experiencing a series of events no doubt created by the Lord, I found Jesus, and to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about dealing with sadness and how sadness is something we all face from time to time. When we're sad, the best thing to do is to turn to Jesus through prayer and let Him help us get beyond our sadness. On today's show, we'll talk about something we can all relate to, and that is keeping a simple faith. Our faith does not need to be complicated. You often hear me say on this show that as Christians, we're obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God. That's true, but there are 613 laws of God, which include the Ten Commandments. The good news is many of them are redundant. What is important is that we obey and follow five key commands, and when we do, we are keeping our faith simple. The first one is, love our God with all our heart and let Him know we love Him. The second one is, be thankful to our God for all we have. The third one is, love one another as we love ourselves. The fourth one is to pray every day. And the last one is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, which is also the golden rule. We could even make it simpler than that by loving God and one another, treating everyone the way we want to be treated, and engaging in prayer every day, showing God our love and how thankful we are for all we have. Our faith does not have to be complicated. We can study and even memorize the 613 laws of God if we choose to, but what matters is how we live our lives as Christians with love, kindness, compassion, generosity, and appreciation to our God for all He has given us. That is what will matter on our judgment day and not how many of God's laws we memorized. In the Bible it says, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of Christ. This Bible verse supports what I just told you. When Jesus walked the earth, He led with His heart through love and compassion for those who followed Him. He wasn't concerned about how many laws one could recite. In fact, there are many stories in the Bible about His discontent with the Pharisees and many of their silly rules, which to Jesus meant nothing and were not a factor in pleasing our God. If we love God and one another, treat everyone the way we want to be treated, and engage in prayer every day, showing God our love and how thankful we are keeping a simple faith, and that is all we need to do. Understanding what is important about our faith is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking today about keeping a simple faith, and that as long as we love our God and one another, treat others as we want to be treated, pray at least once a day, showing God our love and thanking Him for all we have, we are keeping a simple faith. Sadly, as easy as that sounds, there are too many times when we see those who say they are Christian not following those simple tasks. When we see someone being argumentative, rude, sarcastic, unkind, mean, or worse, it doesn't matter if they know all 613 laws of God, because they can't even follow the basic ones. Being Christian is loving God and one another and treating everyone the way we want to be treated. When we think about it, it really is so simple. Our faith does not have to be complicated, but we do have to follow what's important. And when we do, we are pleasing our Lord. The first song I'm going to play today is about transformation. I have mentioned many times on the show how I went through a life-changing process after I found Jesus. This song is one of many I wrote that speaks of that process. The song is called, You Changed My Life. When writing this song, I thought about where I was before I found Jesus and how life changed after I did. In the verses, we hear about the life change I was experiencing after finding Jesus, and in the chorus, how the Lord changed my life. The words in the chorus are, You changed my life, I'm completely free. You changed my life, no burdens for me. You changed my life, I'm in ecstasy. I feel your love, O Lord. You changed my life, I am one with you. You changed my life, you always come through. You changed my life, I feel renewed. It's you that I adore, you changed my life. Please listen now to my song, You Changed My Life.
I can do all things and go the whole length. There's no need to hide, 'cause you give me such strength. Darkness becomes light, you took away all my fear, opened up my eyes, and now I can see so clear. I used to be so lost, without any purpose at all. You took me by the head and knocked down all the brick walls. It changed my life, I'm completely free. It changed my life, no burdens for me. It changed my life, I'm in ecstasy. I fear your love, oh Lord. You changed my life, I am one with you. You changed my life, you always come through. You changed my life, I feel renewed. It's you that I adore. You changed my life. Every day we talk, nothing can tear us apart. Everything head on, nothing is too hard. It's you I can draw upon. I used to drift away, not knowing that I was lost. But then I found you, and my weakness is what tore. You changed my life, I'm completely free. You changed my life, no burdens for me. You changed my life.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Talking more about today's topic, keeping a simple faith, we can turn to the Bible where it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." This Bible verse tells us that keeping our faith, believing in the Lord, and following His ways are all that matters. Our faith leads us, and when we truly believe in the Lord and accept His way of living as Christians, that is all that matters. Keeping a simple faith is all we need to do to please our God by loving Him and one another, treating others as we want to be treated, and by praying at least once a day, showing God our love and thanking Him for all we have. Out of the five basic commands I gave earlier in the show, the one that is the most beneficial is prayer, which is why we must pray at least once every day. When we pray to Jesus, we tell Him that we love Him, we thank Him for all we have, and when we pray for others, we are showing the Lord that we care about others and that we do love them. When we pray, we can ask Jesus to help strengthen our faith by making us more aware of our actions with others. Are we as kind as we can be? Do we quickly offer to help others, or do we wait for them to ask us? Do we provide for others and help them with their needs? Pray to Jesus and let Him know that we want to improve in all those areas because we understand that is what He wants of all of us. If we're unkind to someone and we're sorry, ask Jesus for His forgiveness and His guidance for us to not make that mistake again. If we lost our temper and said some hurtful things, pray to Jesus, let Him know we're sorry, and once again, ask for His forgiveness. And if we can make amends with the person, pray to Jesus to give us the strength and wisdom to correct the wrong we did. We can also pray for others who say they're Christians, but they're not following the basic commands of our God. We can ask Jesus through prayer to intervene, to open their eyes to let them see their actions and behavior toward others. Ask Jesus to help them correct their actions. No, we're not their judge, but we can give them spiritual support through prayer by asking Jesus to help them and lead them to becoming better Christians. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day. Let Him know how much we love Him and that we are grateful for what He has given us, and ask Him to help us improve ourselves to be the best Christians we can be. Using prayer to improve our faith is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic today is keeping a simple faith. Our faith does not have to be complicated and is in fact very easy to follow as long as we follow the basics. We have to love God and one another, treat everyone the way we want to be treated, and engage in prayer every day, showing God our love and how thankful we are for all we have. If we can follow those steps, we are very much on our way to leading a good life as a Christian and pleasing our Lord. In the Bible it says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." This Bible verse tells us that as long as we keep our faith strong and follow it throughout our lives, we will be good Christians. Today we all lead very busy lives, but we must do our best not to let all the daily to-dos get in the way, changing our focus and pulling us away from being a good Christian. Keeping a simple faith is easy. All we have to do is make the effort. We do that by following the basic steps I already outlined and using prayer for reinforcement. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song with a profound message. The song is called Be a Believer. As Christians, the first thing we have to do is believe in God. We not only believe in God, but we also love God. We trust God, and we are thankful to our God. In the song verses, we hear how wonderful our God is. And then in the chorus, the repetitive phrase, "Be a believer." Whenever we play this song in concert, the audience always sings and claps along, so feel free to join in. Please listen now to my song, "Be a Believer." Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fourth Sunday in ordinary time. In the gospel, we hear about Jesus and many people who come to hear him speak. He asks a fisherman to take him aboard and to stay close to the shore so he can address the crowds. The fisherman is Peter, who has not yet joined Jesus. After Jesus speaks to the crowd, he tells Peter to put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch. Peter tells Jesus that they have worked all night and have caught nothing, but he obeys Jesus' command. Soon the nets are so full of fish that they are tearing and need the assistance of other boats to help them. When Peter saw this, he fell to his knees and said to Jesus, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Jesus said, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching men. I chose Psalm 145 for today. I will praise your name forever. This psalm tells us our life is not meant to be easy, but no matter what we are facing, God is always there for us. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever.
I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name. And I praise you, you are my God, I listen when you call. I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. I will praise your name forever, my King.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Duck and the Devil. There was a little boy visiting his grandparents on their farm. He was given a slingshot to play with out in the woods. He practiced in the woods, but he could never hit the target. Getting a little discouraged, he headed back for dinner. As he was walking back, he saw his grandma's pet duck. Just out of impulse, he let the slingshot fly, hit the duck square in the head, and killed it. He was shocked and grieved. In a panic, he hid its dead body in the woodpile, only to see his sister watching. Sally had seen it all, but she said nothing. After lunch the next day, Grandma said, "Sally, let's wash the dishes." But Sally said, "Grandma, Johnny told me he wanted to help in the kitchen." Then she whispered to him, "Remember the duck?" So Johnny did the dishes. Later that day, Grandpa asked if the children wanted to go fishing, and Grandma said, "I'm sorry, but I need Sally to help make supper." Sally just smiled and said, "Well, that's all right, because Johnny told me he wanted to help." She whispered again, "Remember the duck?" So Sally went fishing, and Johnny stayed to help. After several days of Johnny doing both his chores and Sally's, he finally couldn't stand it any longer. He came to Grandma and confessed that he had killed the duck. Grandma knelt down, gave him a hug, and said, "Sweetheart, I know. You see, I was standing at the window and I saw the whole thing. But because I love you, I forgave you. I was just wondering how long you would let Sally make a slave of you." Whatever any of us have done, whether it's now or in the past, we need to remember that God was standing at the window and saw what happened. We can allow the devil to make a slave of us with more lying, cheating, anger, fear, and worry, or we can ask God to intervene and for forgiveness. Trust God and don't give in to the devil. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.